Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Monday, May 7th, 2012. I'm Lisa, and joining us today are Lauren, Steve, Bob, and Chris. Welcome.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
On today's show, we're going to be bringing you listener questions. These are all from you, so we're going to get started with those right now. Our first listener question comes from Tony. Tony writes, what do you know about the PhotoPass Plus. I'll get that out. PhotoPass Plus. This is going to be kind of a souped-up version of the PhotoPass where you can get the CD. This version is going to include some additional photos, like the ones that you would get at the attractions. Not all of them, just some of them. It's also going to include some of your dining photos. And these are ones that you would get, where do they take your photos?
Oh, like Chef Mickey?
Yeah, Chef Mickey, when they come around. Yeah, character meals, where they come around and they show you the pictures that they've taken and they expect, you know, an arm and a leg for them. Royal Table, Tusker House, there are quite a few restaurants. Let's see, you've got 1900 Park Fair, Ohana for breakfast, the Chef Mickey's, like you mentioned, Cinderella's Royal Table, Tusker House with the Donald Gang, and the Storybook Dining, the Princess Dining at Akershus Royal Banquet Hall in Norway, and then a couple of the shows that they have, the Spirit of Aloha Dinner Show and also the Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review. Those all offer, they have photographers that go around and they take your picture during dinner, and then they print them while you are still eating. And then they come around and they offer it to you, of course, for a price. But now, if you have the PhotoPass Plus, I'm going to have trouble with this. These are going to be included. You're going to get your PhotoPass Plus card. They're going to put that on a lanyard for you. They give you stock photos from the parks. That's going to be included in this. You're going to be able to go online and create your photo book.
You know, the ride photos that you can get and the character meals photos. I mean, I think it's great for families that are surely doing those, because I think those pictures alone at the character meals are about $30.
They're a lot. And
yeah.
So
even though PhotoPass Plus is $200, when you consider that one character meal photo is $30,
right.
You know, it really makes it worth it, because you figure that a family during a week-long vacation is going to do at least one or two of them.
Right. And then the attractions that you're going to be able to get your photos from, those are going to be Space Mountain. You can do Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, Expedition Everest, Dinosaur, Rock and Roller Coaster, and Splash Mountain. So all those photos are going to be included. But, you know, Bob's right in saying that, you know, these photos are very expensive when you buy them individually, and people do buy them. My sister-in-law, she likes those. She has gotten several of them, and they add up fast. So
yeah.
Even
the ride photos are like $20 a piece, $21, I think. Yeah. So yeah, this is totally worth it. This is a nice upgrade.
It's a nice option. You still can get the old fashioned version of the PhotoPass, the CD and your photos, and it will exclude any of the attraction and character dining location photos. But it depends on what you need. All depends on what you're looking for in your photos. You can't pre-order the PhotoPass Plus. You have to get that from one of the PhotoPass view stations, and those are throughout Disney World. You can't get it online yet. If you get your photo CD online, if you pre-purchase that, you're going to get that at the discount, but then you can upgrade the photo CD to the PhotoPass Plus again at one of those view stations.
Okay, this one comes from Lisa, and she writes, I'm wondering about when Test Track will reopen. We are planning a trip to Disney World at the end of August. Obviously, we love Epcot for the food and beverages, but also Test Track, which is one of the few thrill rides in the park, if you count Mission Space and Soarin'. Will we be relegated to riding the Maelstrom countless times to make up for the refurbishment of Test Track? Not that we don't love trolls and oil rigs. Well, the answer is it's not going to be open when you go there. So, yes, you're going to have to ride the Maelstrom, and you can ride the Three Ducks, as I like to call it, in Mexico, which is awesome. I love that ride. I do, too. We need to go on it together next month.
I'm in.
Okay, you guys are sweet. Right. You're having a moment. That's nice.
We're having a moment.
Yeah, I mean,
we're a cute couple, aren't we?
Yeah,
oh,
yes.
We are.
You're going to dinner together and everything. It's nice. It's sweet.
I know. And we're sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah, very nice. Well, it's Disney. It's cool. They're cool with that. But yeah, I mean, it looks like, I mean, no official opening date has been announced, but they're saying fall 2012, so that definitely won't be August. I'm thinking probably October, November.
Yeah.
You know, and that's assuming no delays.
Yeah, just skip that part. There's nothing there anyway. I'm kidding.
That's such a bad job.
So, but they do have a cool, they do have a good a cappella group outside. So that was, you know.
Yeah. Oh, is that the group that sings their apologies that it's not open?
Yeah. They were singing car related songs like at the car wash.
That's cute. Well, and there's always Living with the Land, which is the totally most underrated ride, I think, in all of Walt Disney World.
I like Living with the Land.
I like
great.
It too. Yes.
I do enjoy that
a lot. Okay, I'm going to go on. Right. Our next question comes from Annika. My friend and I are going to Walt Disney World for the 4th of July. Coincidence, it was the only time we were both available. Do you have any suggestions? I've been multiple times, but never during the 4th.
Well, the fireworks are going to be awesome. That's for sure. If you're going to one of the three parks that will hold evening fireworks, Hollywood Studios, Magic Kingdom, or Epcot, it's going to be amazing. Assuming you get there before the 4th of July and you're not arriving on the 4th, Magic Kingdom runs the exact same fireworks on the 3rd as they do on the 4th, and it's typically less crowded. So I would suggest maybe seeing those on the 3rd, and then on the 4th of July going to another park like Epcot, because Epcot won't close to capacity. If you're going to go to Magic Kingdom or Hollywood Studios for the 4th of July, Magic Kingdom will close to capacity probably sometime in the afternoon. So keep that in mind. You'd probably want to get there, in the morning and plan on staying there and not leaving the park. And Hollywood Studios will close as it gets towards evening hours. So again, you want to get there before then. Expect massive crowds, obviously. I mean, and you may have thought you were in a crowded park, but this is crowds. This is shoulder-to-shoulder crowds. It's uncomfortable, and the crowds are everywhere. There's crowds for everything. So just, keep that in mind and just accept that that's the way it's going to be. And, of course, it's going to be really sticky and hot and uncomfortable, which makes the crowds even worse. If you can put all of that aside and, just know that, you're not going to get to do everything that day and, take your time and kind of just pace yourself and, just relax, you will be rewarded by amazing fireworks. The Magic Kingdom probably does the best, to be honest. But Epcot, of course, does a special tribute to America, at the end on the 4th of July. And Hollywood Studios, I've seen them there too. And, also a great show. So whichever of those three parks you go to, I don't think you'll be disappointed. It's just, just keep in mind, like I said, bring your patience, expect that it'll be hot, expect that it'll be crowded, and, it's not a typical theme park day.
No, not by any means. I've been there for a couple of fourths, and on the working end, I must admit, but It's an incredible display, but the crowds are amazing. And when you combine the crowds with the heat, like you said, go on the 3rd.
Yeah. Or you have to do things that the normal crowds aren't doing. Like go to the Polynesian and have dinner and then go watch the fireworks from there, or go to the Contemporary or Grand Floridian and watch it from there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have learned about the Polynesian. So the Polynesian gets very, very crowded. I mean, they still let people go there. It's just, it's not the secret that it once was, but you do get a beautiful view and they do pipe in the music and everything. Yeah, I mean, California Grill would be a great place to watch the fireworks, but it's doubtful you get a reservation at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
But just go in with the right mindset that it is 4th of July and it's going to be very crowded. It may not be the most pleasant day you've ever spent in one of the parks, but make the best of it.
Yeah, because those 10, 15 minutes at the end of the night, really worth it.
I don't know if I'd say that, but it's spectacular. I don't know if I'd say that.
It's better than New Year's Eve crowds.
Okay. All right, let's go to our next question. Next question comes from Michael. Michael writes, on our day at Hollywood Studios, we have reservations at Mama Melrose's Ristorante Italiano. I should have had Bob read this one. With the early seating to Fantasmic.
What? Just because I'm Italian?
No, because I can't. No, because you would say Ristorante Italiano.
Okay. I probably would have. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just teasing you.
All right. I'm going to start over and give Michael his due diligence here. Michael writes, on our day at Hollywood Studios, we have reservations at Mama Melrose's Ristorante Italiano with the early seating to Fantasmic. Will this conflict with the American Idol Experience day finale? We hope not, because we would really like to see the finale for the day.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I want to say, I tried to Google search it. I want to say that I was there one day, and yes, it did. It conflicted with the early show of Fantasmic, you know, that they were running at the same time. And I think it does run that way, because the reason they do the finale is for people that can't get into Fantasmic to the early show. They have something to watch. Right, so I think it can, depending on schedule, conflict, yes.
Charlie writes, what are the best ADRs for getting into the parks early and seeing the park empty for photos? Oh, that's a good one. I like that. ADRs are advanced dining reservations, for those of you who don't know. And what Charlie's getting at is, if the park opens, let's say the Magic Kingdom opens at 9 o'clock, you can get a dining reservation at Cinderella's Royal Table at 8 o'clock, which means you get early entry into the park, not like you get to play, no rides are up or anything, but you do get to be in the park and experience it. You are supposed to go directly to the castle, but if you take a few photos on the way, there's not a problem with that. So that's what Charlie's referring to. Chris, what do you have to say about this?
I think the best park for this is probably the Magic Kingdom. And you can go ahead, you go to Cinderella's Royal Table and get, you know, like if the park opens at 9, like Lisa said, you can get an 8 o'clock ADR. And they'll actually let you in a little bit before 8 o'clock, obviously, because you need to get down Main Street. Or you could get an ADR at Crystal Palace and, you know, get in there before everyone else and get those great pictures. You know, those pictures you see on Facebook when your friends went, where the park looks fairly empty and they're standing in front of Cinderella Castle. That's actually what they did. So it's a really smart thing to do. And the nice thing is like an ADR like Crystal Palace is probably only about a 45 minute from start to finish. They run the characters through very efficiently. So you can get out right before rope drop, get as close as you possibly can, you know, to the part of the hub that they'll let you. And then if you have little kids, head over to Fantasyland so that you can get Dumbo and all those rides that tend to fill up very quickly out of the way.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice. And we did an early entry over at Akershus one morning, and mm-hmm. we went in the back entrance and they did check to see if we were on the reservation list. So don't try to do this if you you can't just say, you know, I've got a reservation, because they will check and they have a list. But we took the long way around to Norway, and they had no problem with that. And so we did get to see some things that it was just a kind of a privileged experience to walk through the park when no one's in there.
It's really a really smart thing to do. I mean, you know, and they, you can also do that at Animal Kingdom. You could go to Tusker House, which is really, I think, the best breakfast buffet on site. Good character interaction. And then you're out, when you walk out, you're in the Africa section, so you can go right onto the safari. It's right there. It's like 2 minutes away. So it really kind of gets you a little bit into the parks and gets you ahead. Oh, sorry. I must have muted myself. Well, Lisa, one thing I actually wanted to ask you was, I do see a lot of people asking questions about, oh, I want to enter from the, you know, the back of Epcot. How do I do that? Is that a problem, or is that open as well in the morning?
That's where we went in.
Okay.
Yeah, we went in
there.
So
it's sort of a non-issue.
No, not at all.
The only thing we had a problem with was, you know, the buses. Because, like, if you're trying to get, if the parks are opening at 9 and you're trying to get a 7, you know, get out of there at 7 o'clock, it can be a little tricky because they don't run as regularly. So try to give yourself, like, an extra, you know, 15, 20 minutes on top of what you would normally give yourself.
Right. It's going to take plenty of time to get there. Definitely.
Yeah. I love doing that, though. That's one thing I like to do on the last day. Like, say your plane is leaving at 5 or 6 o'clock, so you know you're really going to have to be out of the parks by, you know, noon or so. That gets you in early. It gets you like a special meal, and then you're ready to go for a few hours, and then you head back and take the bus to the airport.
Yeah, that's a good way. Good way to end it. I'm going to move on.
I have to do something special.
So our last listener question is from Kevin. Kevin writes, I'm bringing my family to Port Orleans Riverside for 3 weeks from August 16th. From the UK, we've got free dining quick service, but we are also doing Discovery Cove and we'll be spending 5 or so days at the other attractions and we'll eat out then. Have you got a short list of quick dining places that are best and some to avoid maybe? Quick dining.
Well, everybody's go-to is Wolfgang Puck Express at Downtown Disney. And especially when you're on the dining plan, it's an incredibly good deal. Off the dining plan, as Bob can tell you, it's very expensive. But with a dining plan, you know, I'd go 2 or 3 times if you're there for 3 weeks.
Well, also sticking to Downtown Disney, I'm going to jump in with
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Earl's Sandwich.
Yep.
And the chicken place.
Polo Campero.
Polo.
Yeah. A tiny bit
Polo
different.
Polo Campero, yes. Polo Campero is also, very, very good at Downtown Disney. Places to avoid, I think we've all agreed on past shows.
ABC.
At Hollywood, yes. ABC Commissary at Hollywood Studios. Yeah, stay the heck away from there. Hollywood Studios suffers from a blight of good food places, unfortunately.
Yeah. Pretty much everything. I mean, I think the best quick service in Hollywood Studios is either going to be starring roles where you get a decent sandwich or Rosie's All-American, which is just up from there. But it's just hamburgers and stuff like that.
There's that street on Hollywood Studios that has all those kind of outside areas.
That's Sunset Boulevard.
There you go. That's the only place that we've eaten at that we thought was half decent for quick service.
Yeah,
that's
where you'll find Rosie's All-American and you get a decent burger there.
Yeah, a good burger there,
At the Magic Kingdom, I don't know, I've always liked Casey's for their hot dogs. I mean, I have to mention them. You know, they're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious good.
Cosmic Rays. I think Cosmic Rays is good because, you know, you have that grilled chicken and the ribs combo and everything. And it's sort of nice to be able to get like a rotisserie chicken instead of, you know, chicken nuggets or whatever. I mean, 3 weeks on the quick service plan is a lot of quick service food. And you're going to have to be really careful. You should go to, you know, different websites and check out the menus because after about a week, you're going to be really sick of it.
Yeah, you get all excited about it.
Even if you are
junk food, but ugh.
Yeah. Even if you are sort of upgrading, even if you are eating off site a few times, it's just a lot of quick service. And it's since you have to go out of your way to get good quick service, that's not nuggets and fries, it can be a little bit of a pain.
What about at Epcot? At Epcot, your thoughts on good places at Epcot and good places at Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom, I was thinking Flame Tree Barbecue, maybe. You know.
Now I'm thinking, if you're there for 3 weeks, you might not be spending all your time in the parks. You may be spending time resort hopping, and I love the salads that you can get made over at the Beach Club. Mm-hmm. They're custom. And they mix it all up. They do that at a couple of places where you kind of pick your toppings, what you want in your salad, and they toss it up, and there you go. And that's a quick service credit.
If you're in Animal Kingdom Lodge at all, Animal Kingdom Lodge has a good quick service, and I cannot remember the name now. I love that. Oh, the Mara. The Mara has really good quick service food there. I don't care for the quick service at Grand Floridian. It's not good. Same with the Contemporary. But Captain Cook's and the Polynesian?
Captain Cook's at the Polynesian, yeah. I was just going to say, Captain Cook's has a pretty decent selection of stuff, and you can get some choices there.
One thing I would probably recommend is going ahead and getting some groceries off-site. You know, some good cereals for breakfast, maybe some fruit and stuff, because you're going to want to add some variety because, you know, there's just not a ton on the quick service plan.
And you're going to have a fridge over at Port Orleans, so, you know, get that gallon of milk. And you're going to have access to, you know, a little bit of food in the little store. What is that store called?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know that one.
Oh, some places to avoid. I think Pico's Bills has gone really downhill. The last two times I've eaten there, not good. I don't like Pinocchio Village House. I think that food is so bad. And it always smells kind of funky in there. I love Columbia Harbor House, which is in the Magic Kingdom. If you've never been there, you can't go wrong there. And one of my personal favorites is the fish and chips at Epcot. Although it's a really small
serving. Yeah, but they're from the UK. So.
They're from the UK, so they're going to be like, I don't think so. Good point. Avoid the China Pavilion, it's the worst quick service Chinese food I've ever had.
Really? So.
Oh, I think it's terrible.
Now,
it makes my local mall seem good.
In China, yeah, the quick service in China. I've heard that from several people as not
I've
being
I've never gone to the quick service in China.
Okay, so it wasn't you. Okay.
No.
I would try to
eat at the sit-down restaurant there. That's very good.
I would try
Mexico. What about
like,
the Mexican pavilion, the quick service
there?
Oh,
that's horrible. Yeah. The quick service?
Really? I don't mind it.
Ooh.
No, I thought it was good. I don't know. We're split on that, Kevin, but I don't know.
I like it.
Lisa and I went and we liked it, but when we did it on the dining plan.
Like the churros. Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the churros. However, I am now, you know, since we went last time and I got the churros, I am a bit disappointed in, you know, the quantity that you get. You know,
how many did they give you?
You get like three little ones or something. One chopped up.
A better churro can be found at that other theme park up the road. Trust me.
How funny, really?
Yes, much better.
But you know what? A better churro can be found for a dollar at Costco.
Yeah, well, maybe, but I mean, if you're theme parking, you know, when we're comparing apples to apples and not apples to,
churros
you know,
to
potatoes. Yeah.
Donut now. One thing I would probably do is I would definitely check out the bakeries because you can often get some fairly healthy options like at the, in France and at Starring Rolls and in the Magic Kingdom at the Main Street Bakery. I mean, it doesn't sound like it because, you know, you're thinking cupcakes, but they have pretty decent sandwiches there. And especially, I don't know if you have vegetarians in your group, but, you know, you usually can get like a nice tomato mozzarella sandwich or something, you know, a little interesting there for people who don't want to eat meat. I always worry about people going on the quick service plan because I actually sent a client. They wanted it, so I was like, hey, you know, go for it. And that was her big complaint. She was like, oh, it was so bad. So, you know, now we've ruined this guy's trip.
He's like, 3 weeks of quick service. Now what am I going to do?
It's too bad he can't upgrade like 1 week just to kind of get a break.
I wonder if he could, you know, do a 1 week and a 2 week or something like that.
That's going to require breaking it up, though, with passes, isn't it?
He's got to have, because you can only book 14 days. So he's got 21 days. So he's obviously got two reservations.
Unless, you know, because he's from the UK, they've got a special deal.
Yeah, they get the 21-day passes.
They
can book up to 14.
Oh, is that okay? Huh.
So I wonder if the 21-day passes are good for 30 days after first use or something like that.
I don't know. But I don't know. I think there's ways to do it. I mean, I think Kevin, take some of the suggestions that we've given you. I mean, I think, you know, getting some groceries is a good idea, exploring your options, because you don't have to get, it will take some work, but you don't always have to revert back to hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken nuggets. I mean, there are some selections out there for you.
Okay, folks, that wraps it up for this week's show. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows from iTunes, and you can also go to mousechat.net and get them there. Send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.